Well, hey there, everybody. My name is Wood Johnson, and I am really excited to be here with you today on our new podcast, Two Dudes in Tunes. I want to introduce real quick my good friend, Chris Robinson. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real good, man. I am excited. It's launch day. This is finally going out to the peeps at large or at small, depending on how many subscribers we have.
Hi, Mom.
Got the all-important podcast fluid. I'm holding it up to the camera so you can see, but literally nobody else can see this. It's the T-Hawk IPA from Wild Acre Brewing. But we are not a beer podcast. We are a music podcast. You want to expound a little bit on that, what we're doing here?
Yeah, so Chris and I have been friends since high school. I was thinking about this the other day. I believe we met in about 2004, 2005, somewhere in there, with our church youth group. During our years as friends since then, we've really come close friends through a joint love of music. So the idea for this podcast is to kind of pull together a list of each of our favorite albums and discuss them back and forth and have conversations that generally I think we think are pretty interesting. So we decided we'd start recording them and saving them for later.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I feel like half of the music conversations we have had up until this point have been me texting you that I remember that you exist because I was listening to Billy Joel the other day. I think half of my texts were like, "Hey man, I just heard Piano Man and thought of you."
Yeah, I definitely did have a really big Billy Joel phase, and he's going to be recognized in my list at least quite a few times in the episodes to come. Like you said, this is launch day. I do want to say we've recorded about 11 episodes so far, and we're coming back to the very beginning to record this launch episode to kind of prep you guys for it. So, Chris, why don't you tell me a little bit about how the early episodes have gone?
So I think they've been fun, but maybe not. Well, look, I don't want to sell what we have done so far short, but at least in the case of the launch episode, that was the very first thing we did. And it kind of wound up being a little bit of test flight quality rather than, you know, the grade A material that we want to bring to y'all. So that is why we are redoing launch episode. This is episode 1A, I think, in the show doc.
It is. And I think what's great about what we have so far is you can see a little bit of growth from us, both in our production techniques and the way we communicate back and forth. One of the things that is a little bit difficult to gauge from the podcasting platform is we're 100% virtual. I live in San Antonio, Texas with my wife and son, and Chris is up in lovely Lubbock.
Yeah, it's been interesting doing the virtual podcast, but I definitely think it didn't take us too long to kind of get our feet under ourselves, as it were. And I think the more that we do this, the more you guys listen, the more you'll notice that we're, for one, able to stay on topic a little bit better. And I'm saying that about myself more than you, I think. But, you know, it is a work in progress. And so we appreciate you guys listening and maybe getting through those first three or four to get to the real good stuff.
Absolutely, man. So let's talk a little bit about what the show is going to be kind of moving forward, how we're going to format it, what the topic material will be, and how we're organizing it. Why don't you take the lead on that, and I'll follow up.
So the way this show works is Wood and I compiled lists of our favorite albums. Wood's got a list, I've got a list. And we're going to alternate weeks picking which album we're going to talk about. And so usually what that looks like is talking not only about what we feel about the album, obviously these are our favorite albums, but, you know, a little bit about where the album landed in history, the cultural impact, a lot about what the circumstances of the album were. How did it get made? How was it conceived? That kind of thing. We're going to rate and review, because what else do you do on an album review podcast but give an album a rating? So we're going to do that. And I'll kind of let the review scheme unfold itself over the course of the episodes, because I think that will be more entertaining for y'all. We also have some bits that we're kind of like trying out. The thing we've done most consistently is our favorite and least favorite track, if we have one. I'm pretty sure a bit about bad band names pops up in one of the episodes, but I haven't really been able to find any more. So
I feel like, I feel like that bit should expand to just being bad content in general. So band names, song names, album titles,
bad videos,
really bad music videos.
Yeah, we have a fun array of things that we tackle each episode, and you know, this thing needs to be a living document, so it will change. You know, if we feel the strike of inspiration, I'm sure that we'll start up a new thing. It's always more fun to kind of let these things evolve than it is to sit down and chart out, like, come up with bits, you know?
Exactly. One of the things that I know Chris and I are kind of fond of, and you'll see some of it in a lot of the early episodes and kind of find some more balance in, is dropping in little sound bites from movies and, you know, famous things that have happened over the years that kind of tie into what we're talking about. And that kind of brings some levity to some of the discussions that we have, especially when I'm stumbling over my words. Those are prime targets.
Yeah. You stumbling over your words and me making the occasional gaffe. If you guys want an Easter egg to look out for, keep an eye out for the Curb Your Enthusiasm music, because that music underscores verbal gaffes
that were better too lazy than any other.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's the thing, is instead of erasing all the mistakes, keep the mistakes in and turn them into punchlines.
Absolutely. I think a couple of our show titles are punchlines to verbal mistakes in shows too. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, to kind of keep you interested, is, keep an ear out for where we got the title. 'Cause I try and find, title candidates that are kind of silly. So that'll be something else for you to look for.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the podcast, Chris, but the first time we recorded this episode, we talked absolutely nothing about who we are and how we kind of got to know each other over the years. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, man?
All right. So, y'all, my name is Chris Robinson. No, I'm not in the Black Crows, unfortunately. I'm not raking in Black Crows dough, nor am I the character Beloved, written by A.A. Milne. I drive a forklift at a lumber yard. I'm a working man. I play guitar, I sing, and I write songs in a band called The Long Route that myself and my friend Justin are in up here in Lubbock. I've been married for 9 years to my lovely wife, Megan. We met in college, where I went to college and studied music. So I have a working knowledge of music theory and a little bit of an insight into playing guitar and whatnot. I don't want to oversell credentials. That's it. Credentials was the word I was looking for. So I've been playing guitar for 18 years. I've been in a few bands. Before this, I was in my brother-in-law's band, a band called I Heard a Lion. They're from McPherson, Kansas. Y'all look them up. They are really good. And I'm not just saying that because I was in it for one album. They have always been good. If you check out their Bandcamp, especially, you can find, I think, all of their albums are on Bandcamp. Really a lot of fun playing music with those guys. So that's kind of my end of things. Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and maybe leave out like simple math, because I struggled with that just now.
Well, I should be okay at simple math. I just completed my MBA, so I should be able to figure that out.
Yeah, you'd better be good at it.
So my name's Wood Johnson. I have been a resident of San Antonio, Texas for about 27 years now, give or take a little bit. I've been married for 7 years to the most wonderful woman in the world. Her name's Tiffany. And last year we had our firstborn son, Maverick. And Tiffany promises me that she will listen to this podcast in 1x speed instead of her normal 2.5x speed, which confuses the crud out of me when I hear her listening to it.
Does she really listen to podcasts at 2x?
2.5x. And yes, she listens to everything that way. And she can quote it verbatim after the fact, which blows my mind. The wheels don't turn that fast on my hamster cage.
No, my hamster cage operates at like a slow amble.
Exactly. So Tiffany and I have our son Maverick. He was born in September of 2020. And to all the people who think their baby is perfect, you're wrong. Mine is. I am a regional manager for a Fortune 10 company. And every time I use the phrase regional manager, I can't help but think of Michael Scott, because some days that just feels like what I do for a living is chase people around and try to keep people going in the right direction.
It's the fire alarm episode every day for you some days.
Today especially, yes. there's lots of the Toby episode when Toby comes back too.
No, God, please, no, no, no!
So in terms of like musical background, while Chris was learning to play guitar, I was really into the technical side of things at our church and really loved live production, and got into eventually corporate communications and live television production, live broadcasting, and really just love the art of recording stuff and presenting it, editing it, cleaning it up. So I really don't have an instrument unless you count like a digital audio workstation or an editing suite as being my instrument. My approach to music is a lot more analytical and a lot more focused on lyrical content and lyrical delivery as to the meanings from more of a poetic way. And I think you see a lot of that in some of Chris and I's conversations over the episodes to come, where he's focused on some of the more artistic band type instances, and I'm more focused on the lyrical content. And sometimes on a great album, that can be the difference in our rating, is based solely on that item. Chris sent me an album this week that the music was great on. I have to agree. The music was great, but I absolutely could not stand the lyrics of the album. And so I told him, yeah, it's great music, but this just isn't for me. So we'll see a lot of more of that kind of discussion between us in the episodes to come.
Yeah, I think those differences are what make our conversations a lot of fun, because for example, the album that we are going to talk about next week, I realized today and kind of making some notes about it, I don't think I read any of the lyrics at all. Like, it's an album that both of us have listened to quite a bit over the years, and I am always super interested in the guitar tones, the arrangements of the songs, even the melodies, but the lyrics themselves I hadn't even thought about, whereas that might be something that you thought about a bit more, you know. So those kind of differences are the things that make our conversations really enjoyable, is because we come from kind of two different minds about these sorts of things.
One of the great things about our relationship over the years, and one of the things that I've really valued, and this is a moment of radical candor on my part, is Chris and I have very different, we have similar worldviews in that we're both kind of Judeo-Christian, conservative, religious views, but we're very different politically and ideologically. There's a word for you. Try that three times.
Yeah.
But even going all the way back to high school, Chris was somebody that he and I could get into a really heated discussion about something, keep it civil, and, you know, at the end of the conversation, still go away as friends and go find some Chick-fil-A somewhere. So that's one of the things that I really love about our relationship, you know, through the years, and that's only grown more over the years. We're not trying to convert either one to whoever's perspective. And that allows us to have really open conversations and not be offended when somebody doesn't agree with us.
Yeah, there are going to be times where, you know, throughout the course of our album listening, maybe an artist says something that one of us agrees with that the other doesn't. Or maybe the band, you know, like you were talking about with that album I sent you, maybe you don't like the way that the artist worded a certain idea, or I do, or what have you. But I think that civility makes for a lot of interesting conversations.
I know I walk away from these conversations and discussions with more things to think about, points of view that I hadn't considered mm-hmm. before. And so I can think of two of the albums. We've recorded 11 episodes so far. I can think of two of the albums that in the moment you and I had very differing opinions on. And, you know, a couple weeks later when I listened to the album again, because it was still saved on my phone and I was somewhere where I didn't have cell signal or whatever, I've re-listened to it in light of that conversation and I've walked away with a totally different opinion. And it sparked a conversation between you and I about the idea of updating our rankings. So, you know, here's what I ranked it in the moment, and maybe in a year or so we can do a retrospective in blocks of episodes and go, well, here's how I feel about it now.
Absolutely. I think that reevaluating some of these albums will be something we'll be interested in down the line. You know, there are YouTubers and reviewers. There's actually one reviewer specifically that you and I have talked about a few times in the 11 episodes we've recorded so far, who went back and kind of reevaluated with the help of hindsight the albums that maybe he had reflected on poorly, you know. And even throughout this process is kind of a reevaluation for me. The album that we're going to do next week is a perfect example. I won't give too much away because we haven't even had that discussion yet, but it was an album that I really loved when it was released. I still do, but I have kind of a more, you know, I've grown and hopefully anyway matured, and so my opinion of it is different than what it was when I listened to it when I was like 16 or whatever.
And for the audience, Chris is talking about the album that we'll be releasing in week 11, not in week 2. He keeps saying next week.
Yes. Y'all have to forgive me because we're doing a lot of like time travel right now, basically. So in 11 weeks, if you remember this conversation, that'll give you some context for what happens. But yeah, and you know, just so y'all know, I hope nobody gets the impression that we're trying to set ourselves up as an authority. You know, a lot of podcasts are out there. There are a lot of music reviewers, and we are just sharing our conversation with you because we enjoy it. And, you know, I think we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think maybe y'all would enjoy kind of the parasocial relationship of listening to this conversation. And the other thing I want to bring up is we're hoping that y'all join us in these conversations online. You know, we've got a Facebook and an Instagram account. I'll be kind of spearheading that, which really just means I'll be posting on it when I should be working. But, you know, like, if y'all have thoughts and feelings about it, bring them up. We can't promise to react to every single comment or email that we receive, but you know, art provokes conversation. And so we hope that you guys will join us.
Yeah, definitely. In that. I was going to say, yeah, definitely. And we also have the website. now. So you can, you know, drop us a line through our contact form there or hit us up through email. We definitely want you to be a part of the show as much as possible, because that's what makes these conversations fun, is having another way of looking at something, even in hindsight after it's been released.
And, you know, we don't know how this is going to be received just yet, but I know for me, one of the things I enjoy most about the podcasts I listen to the most is that there are fun discussion groups that pop up, whether it's about movies or, you know, weird historical ephemera or whatever. That's kind of the fun of having a podcast, is the community that pops up. So we hope that you guys will join us and kind of become a part of that.
All right, Chris. Well, to change gears right quick to another topic entirely, we started talking about doing this podcast about a year and a half ago. And at the time, life was kind of in a weird jumble for both of us. And then COVID hit, or our commitments evaporated and the time came back to us. And so back around Christmas, we started working on this project. And one of the things that we started doing as we started talking through it was, what are we going to name this show? And no joke, in our cloud document storage, there is a document that has no less than 75 names on it that we did research on to find out if they were available, if they worked for what we were doing. And everyone we liked was taken or was being used for some other use entirely. We couldn't get the domain name for it or anything like that. So Chris and I finally came up with two names. You want to give us the names?
Yeah. Okay. So we had two names. One of them, the one we wound up going with, is a good name. And the other one was not very classy, which, y'all don't know me just yet, but you can guess the not classy one was my idea. But anyway, the two names that we had on the docket were Two Dudes and Tunes, or Two Guys, One Music. And so what we did that first episode is we flipped a coin. Heads was going to be Two Dudes and Tunes. Tails was going to be Two Guys, One Music. And fate smiled upon us, and we got Two Dudes and Tunes, as opposed to maybe the trashier, slightly funnier option, Two Guys, One Music. So obviously y'all know this. We've had the Facebook feed up for a while. We've got our Apple Music and all the other podcatchers up and running, but we are Two Dudes and Tunes.
It's funny that you mentioned fate having something to do with it, you know, flipping a coin, essentially. Let's talk a little bit about our album selection process and how that works. Earlier, Chris mentioned that each of us created a list of albums that have meant something to us over the years, and we brought those lists together and decided that we would alternate weeks picking an album from each one of the lists. So if we did a Chris album this week, we would do a Wood album the week after that.
Yeah, and so what we do is each album has a number, and Wood consults the great oracle in the sky, aka a random number generator that he found online. And we'll alternate that way. It'll be completely random. There is one instance where we told fate to stick it where the sun don't shine so that we could kind of do something special. But other than that, I anticipate not very many deviations from that, because as my wife can attest, I am a person of habit. I do not take change well. So hopefully everything stays the same. But that will be our process. So you can kind of listen for that at the end of each episode. So listen to the end. Don't skip. Don't be a skipper. Be a listener to the whole thing.
Yeah. And you'll get a preview of the album that's coming next week. So you can listen to it throughout the week in preparation for our discussion the week after, if you're interested. You'll know what we're preparing content for. And then you can fact check us, which has been my favorite job so far, is listening to this podcast. And every time I spout out a fact, going to the old Google machine and figuring out if I was blowing wind or if I actually knew what I was talking about.
And look, let's be honest, like, you and I do not have the time to go down to like the Library of Congress or interview band members. Like, we're hitting up the old Google machine. We're consulting the other oracle in the sky, Wikipedia. I did go to the library and check out a book, but it was for a Pink Floyd episode, and they're like one of my favorite bands. So it was kind of a fanboy moment anyway.
One of the things, going back to the list for a moment, when we first started recording episodes, I think Chris's list had about 30 albums on it and mine had about 20 on it. As this show has progressed and as we've done more episodes, it's kind of come to us that, you know, there are other albums that deserve to be on these lists. As we've discussed things, they've tied into other albums. And so our lists have grown substantially. And I don't want to put too many names out there of like bands that we're planning on reviewing or albums that we're planning on reviewing, but there are quite a few albums on this list. Why don't you break down a little bit, Chris, what kind of genres are represented and what kind of albums we can be expecting to pop up?
So for my list anyway, the first most obvious thing, I think any kid who's grown up learning to play guitar winds up listening to a lot of classic rock. You and I had the discussion earlier that there is a ton of material from the 70s because the 70s was just a rich time. But a lot of, you know, blues-based hard rock, that kind of thing. For myself, there is at least a couple jazz albums on there because jazz is a genre of music I grew up listening to and really loved. I think I've got a rap album on there. I've got some like contemporary pop stuff. I also have quite a few like late 2000s, early 2010s, like indie singer songwriter type stuff. So that's really kind of where my list is at. I've been trying to update it occasionally and add some of the albums that maybe I withheld worrying about, like, oh, I don't want to like put too many on there. And kind of as my excitement for this project has grown, I've thrown caution to the wind and just kind of added stuff willy-nilly. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've got on there?
Well, and to kind of build on what you just said, I think by having a random number generator, the more content that's in there, the more varied our repertoire of music can be, because we're not trying to just target it to, hey, we've got to get 20 episodes done this year. I have a lot of softer rock. I'm a huge musical nerd. So there's quite a few musicals on mine, which I'm looking forward to when we get to one of those. They haven't come up yet, but
yes.
Love musicals. I really like outlaw country. So kind of looking at, you know, Johnny Cash all the way through guys like Paul Cawthon, just lots of kind of rough and tumble country music that you would hear out there in the world. And then I have a couple of classical albums, which we haven't had to tackle one of those yet, but it's going to be interesting when those conversations come around, because classical music is actually pretty polarizing. And so having an hour-long discussion about it, it's going to be a lot of fun. But for me, generally, softer rock, lots of stuff from the 70s, just like you, and then quite a few albums from the 2000 to 2015 era. That was a pretty big time in my life musically, where I was really digging into a lot of new albums as they were coming out and being really involved with them. So that's kind of my taste in general.
And I think, you know, the shrewd listener will pick up on the fact that we were both in high school in the like mid to late 2000s. And that is such a formative time to be listening to music. That music that you listen to in that time of your life really sticks with you. Because I was thinking about that recently, just how much of this music is from then. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak for you. I think you're probably not as bad about this, but I tend to start to overthink things and go like, oh, I've got too much from this decade and not enough from this decade. But the thing that I am trying to keep in mind that I think our listeners should too is we're not necessarily trying to do a survey of music. This is just literally our favorite albums. Mm-hmm. And I think both of us have a fairly diverse taste in music. And so I just want people to be aware, you know, if you feel like maybe it's a little bit repetitive, it is because, you know, these are our favorites. These are things that are close to our heart. You know, everybody has a genre of movie they gravitate towards, or, you know, that like five or six albums that they listen to instead of branching out.
That said, I will maintain a third list of albums. You send me $5 via Venmo and that thing's getting on the list.
Hey, there we go. If this thing gets legitimate enough, we can do a Patreon and maybe have a tier where if you send us enough cash, you can pick an album and we'll do it that month or something. But that's way far down the line. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, okay. So we've talked about how we pick albums. Let's talk about how we're planning on reviewing albums a little bit. This was a mechanism of your creation. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I had said earlier that we should just keep it a secret, but I don't think there's any reason to really. So most reviews, whether they're a podcast or you know, a newspaper. Well, do they even have newspapers anymore? Probably not, you know, a website or whatever. We'll have a rating scheme. And the one that I kind of came up with was kind of the most, like the closest thing, like in my head that I could come up with was 1 to 6 strings on a guitar. So instead of stars, we're going to do strings. The 6 strings kind of gives us a lot of latitude. And minor spoiler alerts, I don't think we've had a 1-string album yet. Interesting to see if that happens. But 1 string, really bad. 6 strings, chef's kiss, perfect album. So that's kind of the range that we're shooting for. And occasionally we'll throw in some modifiers like, this is a 6-string 59 Les Paul gold top that, you know, you found in the basement of an estate sale that you bought for $50, or, you know, like this is an old 2-string cardboard box that, you know, is sitting in the attic unused because it's just a terrible album or what have you. So that's kind of the conceit that we're going with for our reviews.
Yeah, and to kind of top off the review stuff, it goes back to Chris and I not being authorities is how we feel about the music. And mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I tend to throw a lot of shade at Nickelback because they're an easy target. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to listen to some Nickelback. So sometimes that 2-string album is really what I need to hear.
Yeah. There may be albums. In fact, I'm pretty sure, thinking about my list anyway, there are albums I have on there that are not good, but I enjoy. And so while, of course, our ratings reflect a certain amount of what we feel about the quality of the album, like we're not trying to tell you like this is how it is. We're just saying like for me, I feel that this album is, you know, whatever it may be. It's like any opinion, like it is going to reflect the quality that you think a thing has or lacks, but it is also like our opinion. It's, you know, there's a lot of different things that are involved in making an evaluation like this.
All right, Chris, now that we've talked about the format of the show, let's talk a little bit about launch week. This is a really special week for you and I. We've been working on this project for about 3 months now, and it's going live. People are hopefully listening to this first episode. Tell the audience what's going to happen throughout the rest of this week. This is March 15th that this is going out.
So if you've been paying attention on social media, like I hope some of you have, I posted about this, but every day of the work week, so Monday through Friday, we're going to release a new episode. You're hearing this one today on Monday, 15th. Tuesday through Friday, you will get one new episode a day. So we're going to release basically the first four episodes of our show to give y'all a chance to really, you know, dig into these conversations and see kind of what we're about, how we feel about those first four albums, and then hopefully get you hooked, you know. But we want to give you a variety of things to kind of check out. You know, if a certain album isn't your jam, you can skip that one and listen to a different one.
Exactly. And the first four albums really have a lot of variety to them, which is pretty exciting. And then after that, starting on a weekly basis on Wednesday mornings, probably about 11 a.m. Central Time, new episodes will start dropping one a week. So you can expect to see us in your feed on Wednesday mornings.
Absolutely. And y'all keep an eye out just throughout the week. I've kind of got a little bit of a plan of just different ways to interact with y'all about music, about the episodes that we're doing, that kind of thing. So every day, hopefully around lunchtime, there should be something up on the Facebook and the Instagram feed for y'all to check out, whether it's album art or memes. We're also working on some mini reviews where we kind of give like a 30-second slapdash kind of take on an album that's come out or an album that we missed, that kind of thing. So keep your eyes to the digital horizon, as it were. We'll be keeping you on your toes.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So let's talk about the album that we'll be listening to tomorrow, in this case, episode number two. What did fate give us a couple weeks ago to record?
All right, so we have tackled time travel is a funny thing, listeners. We are going over Pink Floyd's 1979 magnum opus, The Wall. We decided to go big or go home. So if you are at all interested in our take on just like one of the biggest classic rock concept albums, check it out tomorrow. You'll be able to hear our take on it.
Awesome, Chris. Well, that is it for the launch episode. Man, I had a great time, and I'm looking forward to how this podcast goes as we develop over the years to come. We'll see you next week, man.
Yeah, see y'all.